I think right now it's a dodge by the Republicans. We want tax reform. You know, we're going to reform taxes, so we're going to have this magical thing where your rates go down and we bring in more revenue. Look, if you're going to do
you do think tax reform is going to work and it's necessary, right?
But understand, I do. But it's the same thing on mandatory spending. At the end of the day, to get this done, we have got to say, this is the tax we're going to raise. Yes, American people, you're going to pay more money in tax. The only way it works, no matter how you structure this, if we're bringing in more revenue, we're going to have to raise taxes and get more money. Similarly, on the mandatory or on the spending side, we're going to have to cut spending, not in the abstract,
right,
not this across-the-board 10% cut thing that people imagine doesn't impact anybody, but this is the program we're going to cut so that people can begin to understand what the choice is. Both Republicans and Democrats have played the semantic game of, well, we'll cut spending in the abstract. We'll get rid of deductions and write-offs. We're just not going to tell you what. So that you can imagine that we're going to save money by cutting spending and raise taxes, but it's not actually going to impact anything.
Right.
It's going to impact something.
Yeah,
Let's be honest about it.
They both have to come out, come forward and understand and get specific when it comes to the cuts. And you can't just say, if we want to look at revisiting and restructuring Medicare, you're throwing granny off a cliff. That was an insult. To somebody I thought who took a real serious look in Erskine Bowles' words, not mine, a real serious look at reforming those two entitlement systems, Medicare and Medicaid. But I want to bring it to another area of your expertise, sure, and that's defense. Just give the listeners an idea, Congressman Smith, as a ranking member of the Armed Services Committee, what type of shot to the gut our Defense Department receives if this sequester goes through?
Well, this sequester is just brutal because it's, $54.7 billion cut out of next year's budget. It's roughly a 10% cut. And keep in mind, this is going to be done 3 months into the fiscal year. So they're already spending the money, and now they're going to have to come and cut out of the last 9 months $54 billion, and it's mindless and across the board. They don't even have any flexibility on it. You'd be better off saying, look, okay, you have to get the $54.7 billion, but you could at least do it however you want, instead of what was in the Budget Control Act that created this. It would be a significant challenge to our national security. And I say that as someone who believes that we can cut defense. I think there is savings to be found. I mean, we've doubled the defense budget in the last 10 years, but doing it this way, that just is not something that's going to be easy.